Mr. Obama returned to Milwaukee's Labor Fest, where he stepped up his presidential campaign 2 years ago. Now he's trying to keep Democratic majorities in Congress and deal with the nation's prolonged bout with high unemployment. A partial solution the president is recommending is to spend $50 billion over the next 6 years to rebuild 150,000 miles of roads. He also proposes using the money to lay and maintain 4,000 miles of railways and restore 150 miles of airport runways and improve the air traffic control system.
I want America to have the best infrastructure in the world. We used to have the best infrastructure in the world. We can have it again. We are going to make it happen.
President Obama contends the plan will be fully paid for and not add to the deficit over time. He says he'll work with Congress to set up an infrastructure bank to leverage federal dollars and focus on the smartest investments. While union members at the rally cheered the president's idea, State Republican Party Chairman Reince Priebus calls for more details about the proposal and worries about the potential spending.
We're at a time when our country is about to fall off a fiscal cliff and our state is upside down financially. Throwing $50 billion of more money when you've already spent trillions of dollars that apparently didn't work is the wrong answer.
Priebus says President Obama should look at finding the $50 billion for infrastructure in the stimulus package. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.